Pekel of a cow in the seventh Mishnah. Doesn't know it's a cow, but Nishvelo El Chomish. He gave him the cow, then he swore that he already paid back the Chomish when he did not. So he basically stole the Chomish. He raised a Misham Chomish Al Chomish. He has to pay another Chomish for that Chomish. Return that Chomish plus another fifth. Actually, made a cow and Pekel and Shavu Pruta. Until the Chomish that he is denying is less than a Shavu Pruta. Because if you swear on less than a Shavu Pruta, you do not pay the Chomish. Chen Bikodin. Same thing applies for a deposit. Shenema Bikodin Otsumes Yod of a Gozel or Oshuk as a Misa. All different situations that he had money of his friend and he denied it, whether it was a deposit, or it was a loan, or it was something he stole from him, or withheld from him. All these cases, Motzad Veda, he found in a lost object, he denied and he swore falsely. He pays the principal and fifth, plus he has to bring a Kovan Oshim. The one says, where's my deposit that I gave to you? I'm a loy, but it got lost. I want you to swear. Amen. Okay, I'll swear. They ate them, and afterwards we find out that he actually ate it. The shomer, the watchman, ate it. The shalma keren. He pays the keren. That which he pays, the keren chaimish v'ashem is talking about a case where he admitted by himself. But if he did not admit it, and Adam came and found it to be a liar, he does not pay the chaimish v'ashem. He was a ganav, he pays kefil, and if he's not a ganav, he just kept it without the technicalities of kneva, then he pays the principal.